Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
How are you, Gavin?
Hello. I'm good on this overcast afternoon.
Long time no see, isn't it? It's been a while between talks, isn't it?
Yes, it most certainly has.
How you been anyway?
Oh, I've been very, very good. Busy up till the last sort of month or so, and you get all that rain and it slows things down a bit. But other than that, things are good.
All we need now is some sunshine so that kikuyu grass in my back lawn will just, you can watch it grow.
Yeah, and a little bit more warmth than what we've got.
Oh, great. Yeah, pass it on. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't mind mowing every day. They tell me June is a very special day for roses.
June is rose month, yes. In the nurseries, it all gets very exciting because all the rose orders come in, which tend to come in once a year, because all good gardeners know that the best time to plant a rose is while it's dormant in winter. And that way, there's no transplanting shock. They can transport them because very few roses are actually grown in New South Wales. Most of them are grown in Victoria and Tasmania, and it means that they can transport them and ship them much easier and quicker when they're bare than what they are when they're actually actively growing. So, yes, June is always renowned as Rose Month. And the first thing you have to do when you want to get roses is prepare a good spot for them.
So what would you classify as a good spot?
Okay, the best spot for roses is a spot that's full sun, because roses need to have as much sun as possible to make them flower. Mm. And the other thing is a very, very good drainage, because the one thing roses don't like too is wet feet. So you tend to find rose gardens are always raised, they're always built up a bit, they're always a little bit higher than the existing ground. And that's so, A, the water from, say, your lawn, for example, doesn't wash onto the garden, and B, so that the roses have much, much better drainage themselves, and of course don't get that extra water coming across that you don't really want. So always build up a garden above the existing soil. Probably the most important thing I could tell people, especially for a lot of Newcastle, because so much of Newcastle has got clay underneath. Now, it might be 200 mil, it might be 400 mil underneath the ground, but it is there. Very few people in Newcastle have a real good depth of soil. So very important, get yourself some organic matter, some organic soil. If you're only planting a couple in bags, you can get a product called planting compost. But build it up, raise it up, get that good drainage and be in full sun, and that is the best possible start you could give your roses. Now, the other thing roses don't like is other plants. Mm. Roses are one of those things that love other roses, but they don't like anything else. So, yeah, most good rose gardens, for example, Hunter Valley Gardens, they've got a rose garden. They may have a border of flowers around the outside, or even for that matter, a little formal hedge around the outside, but never will they plant anything between roses. Roses love airflow. You end up with all sorts of things, like nasty things like black spot and fungus and all sorts of horrible things on the stems of roses if they don't get a good airflow between them. That's why you never plant them either in amongst other plants, or if you're building a new garden, you never plant other plants in amongst them. As I said, I've seen them very nicely done with a lovely border around the outside, but never anything in between them. Good space between them and good airflow is always very popular. We have a bad problem here, especially north of Sydney on the coast, of having very humid summers, and roses don't like humidity very much. The more space you can keep between them and the more airflow, the less diseases you're going to have.
Yeah, some good advice. And nothing smells as nice as a rose, does it?
Oh, that's right. Mm. And that brings me to another point, too, because, of course, the more flowers you keep trimming off, the more that rose will produce new ones. Yeah. People that leave the old flowers on them will have a very hard time getting that rose to reflower, or if it does, it'll take a lot longer. So even if you're not going to have them as cut flowers inside, when that rose finishes, go out once a week and check on them, and then just get the snippers and snip off those old buds. Yeah. And, of course, that rose will produce more and more flowers for you.
Oh, okay.
Very, very important.
Yeah. How can you get different colours?
Well, in the roses, there's so many, and we'll talk about that next week, all the lovely colours that you can get and the best ones to grow in Newcastle of each of those colours. They are, of course, grafted. Most roses, like citrus, use the same rootstock is what they call it, which is the base.
Yeah.
And then as these roses sport different colours, and every so often a rose will have a branch come out and it'll have a different colour on it. It's just in the makeup of roses. You can actually take that branch with that different colour on it and produce a whole range of different roses of that colour.
Yeah.
So, and this has happened over hundreds of years. The English were fabulous at it. They had the most beautiful rose gardens, an ideal climate, I suppose, for them over there, and really, really beautiful colours. Some with fragrance. Some roses have got a lot of fragrance. Some roses have, they've sort of more engaged on the beautiful flower rather than the actual fragrance. So some you get both. Some you get one or the other.
But there's
literally hundreds of different colours in roses when you look into it.
And, of course, you can check them all out, too, at Lee Rowan's Garden World. And Gav, it's been great catching up with you. All the very best.
Yes, I've enjoyed that. As I said, next week we'll talk about all the colours that these roses come in and the best varieties of those colours where you'll have the most success.
Mate, I appreciate that and I look forward to it.
Absolutely.
Have a good one, Gav. Thanks, mate.
Talk to you next week.
Look forward to it. This is that's Gav from Lee Rowan's Garden World. And if you're into roses, there's a place to go. But obviously, if you're into plants or any sort of thing to do with gardens, they're the people that can help.